All right, Madam Chair, it is 7 p.m.
Okay, the Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller? He's here.
Present.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Ahmed? Mr. Echeverria?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. Could we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance, which is displayed over my right shoulder? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, Mr. Ahmed is here.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
So noted for the record.
Thank you.
Can we have the open public notice, please, Mr. Barlow?
Certainly, Madam Chair. This meeting is being conducted through this online meeting platform in keeping with the guidelines that have been disseminated by the Department of Community Affairs. The Planning Board has tried its best to comply with the Open Public Meeting Act and the guidelines. In addition, the applicant, whose matter will be heard this evening, had the login information for the online meeting platform put forth in their notice. Members of the public who wish to be heard will be afforded an opportunity as if we were in an actual physical space. We've done our best to comply with the DCA guidelines of the Open Public Meetings Act, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Can we have the professional sworn in?
Mm-hmm. Can you please, Carol Saunders, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Item number seven, are there any changes to item number six? Any changes to our agenda tonight, Mr. Barlow?
Yes, Madam Chair. Item number 10, which was a discussion item for the redevelopment plan for block 5701, lot 11, commonly known as 1700 South Washington Avenue, has been postponed till the May 14th, 2025 meeting. That is the only change.
To the May meeting?
Yes, Madam Chair, May 14th meeting.
Okay, thank you. Proceeding with our agenda then, item number seven, can I have a motion to pay the duly audited bills?
Madam Chairman, this is Carol Saunders. I make a motion to pay the duly audited bills to be paid.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, a second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number eight, adoption of resolutions. Item number eight, Ms. Saunders.
Madam Chairman, Carol Saunders, I'd like to adopt the resolutions to memorialize actions from March 12, 2025, application 24PB-21, Stag Industrial Holdings LLC preliminary and final site plan. That's why I'm drinking my water. It's my throat is so dry.
Just get a little dip in there and dust.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. You can proceed with item number nine, Ms. Saunders.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the minutes from the regular meeting of March 12, 2025.
Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Echevarria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10 has been adjourned. Item number 11, 25PB01, Piscataway Centennial Developers, LLC. Irina Elgart,
yes.
Would you like to enter your appearance, please?
Absolutely. Good evening, everybody. Irina Elgart from Weingarten Law Firm, here on behalf of Piscataway Centennial Developer Urban Renewal, LLC. We're in the 88 Centennial Avenue redevelopment area. It consists of essentially two lots. They have since been subdivided. We previously have already received preliminary and final site plan approval for the one lot, which is a Wawa. That's on lot 8.01, and the construction is underway. Today, there's nothing to be heard about the Wawa itself. Nothing's before the board with regard to the Wawa itself. Mm-hmm. The other lot is the hotel, and that is before the board. We had previously gotten preliminary and final. It's located on lot 8.02. The prior approval was for a Hilton brand. This is a slightly different model. It's used by Marriott. It's called Studio Res. It's essentially an extended stay corporate type of hotel. Where our application is fully conforming. There's no variances or waivers other than one submission waiver that we're gonna be seeking. You're gonna be hearing from Ron Allenbach. He's the director of engineering and planning on behalf of the applicant, and he's going to be walking through our proposal. We do have our other professionals here as well if there's any questions that might arise. We have Matt Sharrow from Dynamic. We also have Justin Asiello from Cofone Consulting Group as our professional planner. And with that, I ask that Mr. Allenbach be sworn in.
Mr. Allenbach. Ms. Saunders, we'll swear you in.
Mr. Allenbach, can you please raise your right hand? Okay, hold on, I'm looking for him. I can't see him.
He's there.
Oh, okay, there he is. I scroll over. Okay, do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please just state your name for the record.
Sure, it's Ronald Allenbach, A-U-L-E-N-B-A-C-H.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. So Ron, if you could just walk us through the application and what we had previously received approval for and what we're proposing now as well.
Sure, thank you. Madam Chair, if it's appropriate, and Laura, I could share my screen?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Ron, if we could just refer to any exhibits you put up as A1 through A2 and just keep going just for ease of the record, okay?
Absolutely. The first exhibit that I'm going to refer to is a site aerial. It is entitled Proposed Wawa and Hotel with a revision date of April 7, 2025. This is actual drone footage that was actually taken today. As Ms. Elgart indicated, the site's located on the corner of Centennial and River Road. The site is currently under construction for the Wawa convenience store and fueling facility. It's located in the lower right corner of the project itself. What we're here before you tonight is located in the rear portion of the light where you kind of see the stockpile portion of the site here that's under construction. As Ms. Elgar also indicated, the previous approval, which we received in, I believe, 3 years ago, was for the hotel operator as well. And as most of you may recall, it was for the Wawa convenience store located in the lower right-hand corner and sort of an L-shaped hotel building, 120 rooms. The application that's before you tonight is for the same exact 120 rooms.
Sorry, Ron, I'm just going to stop you for 1 second. I'm sorry. We'll mark that as A2 and prior exhibit was A1. No worries. Go ahead.
You're right, Mr. Barlow. I'm sorry. This is the prior site plan approval rendering and it's dated September 9th, 2020. Thank you, Irina. As indicated in the upper left-hand corner, we have the L-shaped building. This hotel itself sat approximately 54.9 feet off of this residential lot that's located to the south of the project itself. The access points off of River Road and off of Centennial are unchanged. Basically, what we're really doing is just putting in the new Marriott footprint into the plans itself. So the site plan that I'm going to show you now, again, this is the current site plan rendering with a revision date of April 9th, 2025. Again,
and we're going to mark it A3.
A3, sorry.
For the record. No, you're good. You're good.
As indicated, the access points off of River Road and Centennial are exactly the same. What changes primarily on the site plan itself is the building went from an L-shaped building to just a rectangular building. It does increase the setback from the residential zone from 54.9 feet to approximately 144 feet. So the building setback of the four-story building is almost triple what it was under the prior approval. There is disturbance of in a way of parking lot in that area, but again, that was also increased from about 54.9 feet, which is where the building sat, to approximately between 65 and 75 feet. So again, the disturbance is moved further away from the R10 zone, the residential zone to the south.
Ron, I don't mean to interrupt you. What'd you say the setback to the hotel is? It went from 50.9 to what?
54.9, approximately 144 feet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, as I indicated, the main entry to front door is facing south on the building or away from the Wawa. So the main entrance to the hotel is located on this side of the southern facade of the building itself. There is vehicular movement around the entire building. Again, under the prior approval, we didn't have the ability to get around all four sides of the building. So it does allow for easier access around the site. The parking is more centrally located to the hotel. Again, we are, as Ms. Elgard indicated, we are not applying for any variances or waivers with this site. It's simply just coming in now that we have this new tenant coming in with their footprint and their prototypical building. The last exhibit I will share with the board is the building elevation itself, just to give the board and the professionals a flavor of what the building would look like. Again, this is their prototypical building. It is a mixture of cement, boards.
And sorry, Ron, it's A4 that we're going to be marking this exhibit.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It's okay.
Yeah. It's A4 and it's dated 3/24/25. This was not prepared by my office. So Mayor, I apologize for the misspelling Piscataway.
Really?
Again, Ron, you're going back to eighth grade.
Yeah, right? Really?
Again, the building consists of fiber cement board, EFIS, and metal coping and metal branding around the windows and the mechanical units on each unit. There is a artificial or prefab wood type grain system around the door as you entrance. Or the main entrance along the southern side of the building. Ms. Elgar, Madam Chair, that's pretty much the overview of the site and our changes.
Okay. Next, I was going to go over the review letters. We received four review letters. There's the CME one that's dated March 21st, 2025. I think the comments actually start on page 11. So I'm going to direct you to page 11. However, it looks, you know, comment one is just basically what the standard verbiage for a C variance, which we're not seeking. But the second comment related again to the Wawa and not to the hotel. And likewise, with regard to the third comment. And so starting with comment four, Ron, I believe we're going to comply with obviously that, but what I think you're going to clarify how many rooms, and you did say how many rooms before, but
yeah, just for the record, Mr. Chair, clarification, there was the architecturals did have an error on it, said 124. The application before you tonight's for 120 rooms, the same as previously approved.
Excellent, thank you.
And then for the signage, for the comment five.
Mm-hmm. Sure. As indicated on the architectural elevations, we have two signs that we're proposing. One is on the western facade, which is facing River Road. The other is on the northern facade. Both of them are conforming to the ordinance.
Okay, great. I guess the next comment is number six.
That will comply. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Just making sure. And I believe for 7, 8, and 9, it's will comply, Ron. Is that right?
Correct.
And then I think 10, 11, and 12 were just statements deferring to other departments. So the next review letter that we're going to address is the staff review memo, the one that's March, it's dated March 21st, 2025. And with regard to this memo, I believe we're going to comply with all the items other than number 8 and 11. If you could, you did clarify 8 already with regard to the number of rooms, but if you just, for the record, if you could go over it.
Yes. Again, as indicated, it's 120 rooms. The mm-hmm. other aspect of number 11 is asking me to put on the record materials and colors mm-hmm. of the building. I think I testified briefly about the materials itself, but the basic colors for the board's references, more of tan alabaster is the color they're referring to for the predominantly building. There is a wood tone as well as a brownish. So it's more earth tone type colors that are proposed for the building itself.
Gotcha. Great. Next, I'll refer you to the DNR engineering letter. It's March 25th, 2025. And with this letter, I believe we'll comply with all the items except for number 7, which discusses a logistics plan, and we're going to be seeking a submission waiver for that.
Yeah, that's correct. As previously applied for and granted by the board, we're asking for a waiver for the logistics plan. Obviously, once we get closer to, should the board act favorably on this application, we closer to construction. A pre-construction meeting will be held with the township engineer to go over exactly how the construction is going to take place. And that's typical for what we do on all our sites.
Okay, well, can I just interject for a second? So, Irina, it's not that you're seeking not to do it at all. What I'm hearing from Ron is you just want to wait till construction starts and then sit down with engineering in the township and work it out at that point in time.
Correct. It's just okay. A timing issue.
So you agree to do it. It's just do it while we get closer to construction.
Resolution compliance.
Resolution compliance. Okay.
Right.
Because obviously I don't think the municipality wants to forego all that. You're just... saying resolution compliance. Okay. Yeah.
That's correct.
Thank you. So you'll agree to it just as part of resolution compliance?
Correct. Yes. Thank you for that
question. Hey, Irina, I'm sorry, yes. Mr. Brown, just so we're clear, there's different timing here. Resolution compliance, I submit, I'm able to get signed plans. That gives me the ability to go get a building permit. I'm just saying I'd like to do it prior to site work commencing. So it may be after resolution compliance.
Okay.
I defer to Dawn on how to handle it, but I don't want it to be part of, I don't want it to have to do it in order to get the map signed because again, it's usually later prior to construction, but.
And you are required to have that, as you said, Ron, you are required to have a pre-construction meeting prior to doing any work. So you will be meeting with our engineer, your team, you know, your contractor and so forth. So it is going to come into play. I mean, it's not going to hold. They're going to get through resolution compliance. They're just not going to start construction until we have it.
So we should do it. We'll just, I guess, rather than resolution compliance, we'll do it as part of pre-construction.
Yeah.
Part of commencement of site work. I mean, mm-hmm. Right. We have to do it. The township required it.
Okay, and is that clear, Tom? Is that?
Yeah, I think we're all saying the same thing.
Okay.
You're not going to start moving dirt and putting things in the ground until Dawn, the township engineer, and the township are comfortable with, you know, off-site staging, you know, road closures, all that. I mean, that stuff's going to all be discussed, sat down, and worked out. So
yes. Okay. And then the last memo I have is the fire department memo. And there's two items there that we will comply with regard to the vehicle circulation plan, as well as item one,
that's
which
correct.
Is just moving input. So and I'm going to turn over if anybody on the board has any questions or the professionals have any questions.
Members of the board, does anyone on the board have any questions of this witness?
Madam Chair, I have, I think, just one question. I don't think it's really a major concern, but just since the hotel brand changed this time, there between the time in which the gas station, the convenience store are built, there's still chance that this hotel could be a different brand again or a different concept, and then you'd have to come back?
Well, if there's any changes to the actual site plan, in other words, if we can fit in the footprint, if there's something, we'd have to see. Well, when it comes, it doesn't necessarily change with the brand.
It doesn't mean the brand. It could be the same. Yeah. Okay. So, but I guess my question being is that right now everything's go for Studio Res, but it could be a different Marriott brand, or it could be a Hilton again. It doesn't, you know, you still have that option to come before us.
Councilwoman Cahill, if I can, just so we're clear here, it was a Hyatt House, not a Hilton, just for the record.
I'm so sorry about that.
Hyatt House to a Marriott. As some of you may be familiar with this, there's a developer's agreement in place, and the developer's agreement has certain restrictions on us of what we can do and what we have to do in order to get the Wawa open, which is why we're trying to expedite going for this revision so we can make the changes so we can get footings and foundations into the ground to keep our obligation with the town under the redevelopment agreement. So unless something major changed, obviously, to your point, we would have to come back to the board. But it's our intention to move forward with this as quickly as we possibly can so we can keep our obligations to both our tenant and also to the town.
Yeah, no, I know the redevelopers agreement. Definitely. Important because we, you know, obviously have had times where we thought something was going to happen and it didn't. So that being said, though, Ron, it's not really imperative to know necessarily for the approval because the hotel's the approval, but may I ask, was there like a holdup with the Hyatt side? I mean, this Studio Res is a I'm a Marriott Bonvoy person. It's like a brand new brand that's being marketed in a certain way, going up very quickly. Was there an issue with Hyatt that was going to hold up the project, I guess was my question. And obviously it has no bearing because you're approved for a hotel, but just curious, out of curiosity.
Yeah, I don't think I can answer that question because I wasn't involved at the time. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah. At the time, you know, the Hyatt House was obviously the product that we're moving forward with. We couldn't come to terms with the franchisee of the Hyatt House, and we just went our separate ways. And then since that time, one of our new employees is a former Marriott person, and he was able to bring this, you know, the people to the table, and they had this new, as you indicated, this new product, if you will, a new brand under a Marriott name. For these Studio Res. And like you said, Madam Cahill, they're trying to introduce this in a bunch of different new areas. And this is one of the ones that they had targeted. We're doing actually a couple of deals with them on a couple of locations.
Okay. Any other members of the board have questions?
Not a question, Madam Chair. Just to let Ron Allback, we're expected to be under construction for Centennial Avenue in June. So I just want to make sure you guys keep abreast with Joe Herrera with your progress out there.
Duly noted. Thank you, Mayor. I was unaware. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
I think we should open it up to the public now. Members of the public, you've heard the testimony regarding of this person testifying about this construction of this hotel. Does anyone have any questions for this witness?
You can either raise your hand or unmute and speak.
You see anyone?
No, I gave them all permission to speak. Oh, here we go. Pablo.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I live across, right, that construction
sir,
that's going
sir,
on.
Sir, I don't mean to cut you off, but before you start speaking, if you could state your name for us, spell your last name, and just give us your address.
Okay. My name is Pablo Bautista, and
how do you spell that?
On 552 River Road, and okay. It's right across where the construction is going on.
Okay. Just real quick, sir. You said your last name's Bautista?
Yes, sir.
Bautista?
That's correct.
And I'm sorry, you said your address was what?
552 River Road in Piscataway.
River Road. Okay. Could you raise your right hand, sir? Yeah. You swear the testimony you give before this board will be the whole truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What would you like to tell the board?
I was just concerned about the traffic that's been gonna get created. Because right now we have been having problems making right turns and left turns on our property. And one time I almost got rear-ended. Are there any plans of easing up the traffic on River Road with the opening of the Wawa and the hotel?
I'm not sure if that was directed at me.
Right.
I'll try to answer that. You know, we are proposing certain improvements along both River Road and Centennial in conjunction with our development. But other than that, we're not proposing any other traffic improvements along those roads.
Just so you're aware, Mr. Bautista, this is a redevelopment project and it's a permitted use there. So traffic generation was taken into account when the redevelopment plan and the zoning went into effect.
If I may, Madam Chair, for the resident out there, there are no plans by the county at this time. As a matter of fact, that section of River Road, correct me if I'm wrong, Dawn, that is the build out of River Road. Right in that area, the county reconstructed that area about 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, the state just reconstructed the bridge there. The only other thing that may happen in that area is with the state DOT doing some improvements for the interchange down by the bridge and on the Franklin side. But there's nothing that's going to be out in front of your home. I mean, what's out there is going to stay out there.
Okay, I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bautista.
Thank you, Mr. Bautista.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I too, for the resident, is that entrance into off of River Road into the hotel, there's no left out there because you cannot make a left. Under the reconfiguration, there is a median that as you come off of 287, right, if you're headed south 287, or even if you're headed north, once you cross over 287, there is a cement median. So traffic in off of River Road to the hotel would be, you know, headed northbound on River Road,
mm-hmm.
And leaving the hotel from the River Road entrance, they could only make the right-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Waller, can I just request like to put like we're the first house on the right hand side coming up to 87 going south on 18.
Okay.
Is it possible? Is our property is like on a blind curb, so is this possible to put a sign like there's a driveway upcoming?
Yeah, we can have our engineers speak with the county engineers. That would be a county road. We'd have to contact the county to see if they could put additional signage out there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
All right.
Any other member of the public have questions about this construction from this witness?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. Do we have any other witnesses, Mr. Allenbeck?
No, we're not going to have any other witnesses unless if there's any other questions from the board, but.
Members of the board, do you have any other questions or can we proceed to discussion of whether you want to approve this application?
Madam Chair, this Reverend Kenny, just go for ahead. The record, is this going to be a, Mr. Allenback, is this going to be a long extended stay hotel?
Yeah, it's an extended stay brand for the Marriott.
Okay, because I know we had discussed that before on the extended stay, but I wasn't a big fan of that. We have a few of them in town anyway, and I think I made that expression before. Okay, thank you. I got it.
You're welcome.
Are you ready for the motion, members of the board? Okay, members of the board, what is your pleasure?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the application subject to the board professional reports, also subject to the Fire Bureau report. They've agreed to comply with all of the reports, so therefore, I think we should approve the application.
Do I have a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take right, care, everybody. You. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Thank
you. Thanks, you too.
Enjoy.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
That concludes our agenda for tonight. Our next site plan meeting is April 23rd. And our next month's planning board is scheduled for May 14th. I believe Easter is coming during that time. Everyone have a happy holiday. Yes.
And a happy Passover.
Passover,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody enjoy home. The holidays. Yeah.
And bye-bye. Maybe to be warm.
And maybe we'll get we even get some spring in there.
Keep the faith.
Everybody be safe.
Okay, all right. Good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Be well.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.